Inside Dance Lab, how the High Museum of Art turned its lobby into a rehearsal room. Manuel Char. What happens when a museum opens its doors not just to audiences, but to artists in the act of creation? At the High Museum of Art in Atlanta, that question sparked an ambitious initiative called Dance Lab, a program that reimagines how museums support their communities and champion the creative process. Dance Lab invites local dance companies to use the museum's public spaces to rehearse, experiment, and connect with audiences, not through polished performances, but through the vulnerability of making. The result? A living, breathing museum experience that dissolves the wall between viewer and artist. A museum as a makerspace. Launched in 2023, Dance Lab began as a practical response to a local challenge. Many Atlanta-based dance companies were struggling to find affordable, flexible rehearsal spaces. Meanwhile, the High Museum's Ann Cox Chambers lobby, a spacious, light-filled area with wooden floors, sat largely underused. Why not open it up? That's exactly what Aaron Dougherty, the High's director of public engagement, proposed, and Dance Lab was born. More than just lending out space, the program was carefully designed to align with the High's learning and civic engagement team's values: responsibility, connectivity, curiosity, empathy, thoughtfulness, and reliability. That meant creating a program where mutual respect, collaboration, and community benefit were central from day one. A win for dancers and audiences alike. Here's how it works. The museum provides free rehearsal space, signage, access to galleries, and some tech support. In return, participating companies carry insurance, share performer details in advance, and offer one public-facing interactive workshop. The rehearsals are intentionally open. Visitors are encouraged to stop, watch, and experience the creative process in action. The first season of Dance Lab welcomed four Atlanta-based companies: Stabe Dance, Full Radius Dance, Dance Canvas, and Immerse ATL. Each brought something unique to the space, from contemporary movement to inclusive mixed-ability performances. For Full Radius Dance, it was a game-changer. It allowed our art to become more tangible, more accessible to audiences, said director Douglas Scott. They got to experience the company in rehearsal, not just see the final product. And for artists like Stabe Dance's George Stabe and Immerse ATL's Sarah Hilmer, the impact was just as profound. It was an extraordinary gift to be able to roll up to the Woodruff Arts Center and call it my office, she said. Surrounded by world-class art, we fed off the energy of the space every time we came to work. Growing the lab. Thanks to enthusiastic feedback and support from the Goizueta Space and Innovation Endowment, Dance Lab returned in 2024 for a second season, with a few changes. The High opened applications to new groups, this time requiring nonprofit status, insurance, and a social media presence. New participants included Bautanzt Here, a site-specific dance theater company, Atlanta Contemporary Dance Company, which works with youth through workshops and performance, and Givayan Mata, a dynamic African diasporic ensemble that blends percussion, dance, and storytelling. The season also featured an international edition, United Dance, an inclusive company with a global presence, offering accessible dance programs for people of all abilities. In total, the second season hosted over 55 rehearsals, and more importantly, sparked fresh community connections and creative experimentation. More than a program. At its heart, Dance Lab isn't just about space, it's about possibility. It shows how museums can serve as incubators, not just exhibitors. It's about removing barriers to creativity while giving audiences a rare chance to witness the mess, magic, and meaning-making behind the scenes. For Dougherty, that's the real victory. The biggest win, she says, is to show the public the practice behind the product. Whether it's a dance or a painting, the process matters, and sharing that is powerful. Want to see it for yourself? Dance Lab continues at the High Museum of Art, offering workshops, open rehearsals, and spontaneous opportunities to connect with working artists in real time. If you're in Atlanta, consider dropping in. You might just catch a dancer mid-flight or a new idea taking shape before your eyes. Aaron Dougherty from High Museum of Art spoke at the Museums and Public Programs Summit, May 2025. About the author, Manuel Char. Manuel Char is a journalist working in the arts and cultural sectors. With a background in marketing, Manuel is drawn to arts organizations which are prepared to try inventive ways to reach new audiences,